Welcome back to the MicroConf podcast. I'm your host, Rob Walling. This is a MicroConf tactics episode where we pull audio from one of our most popular YouTube videos. This video is titled The Future of SaaS: Trends You Need to Know in 2025. If you want to see the amazing visuals that my team put together for this video, click the link in the show notes or head to microconf.com/YouTube. Before we dive into the meat of this episode, I want to let you know about MicroConf Remote. This is our fully virtual online event. It takes place on May 21st of 2025. And we're deep diving into sales. All the talks, all the content will be focused on selling SaaS. Speakers include Nick DeSabto, Steven Spears, who you may remember from speaking at MicroConf in Atlanta a couple years ago, and one more speaker yet to be announced. MicroConfRemote.com if you want to grab your ticket. We keep the ticket prices as low as possible on these events to try to make them accessible to everyone. Whether you've been to a remote in the past or this is your first one, MicroConfRemote.com if you want to hear some amazing talks on sales. And if you miss the talks, we record them and you get the talks for free. If you don't buy the ticket in advance, you do have to pay for the talks later. We're also going to have live founder-by-founder sessions. These are kind of like networking. We try to replace the hallway track of our virtual events where you meet a handful of other bootstrapped and mostly bootstrapped founders and can have conversations about topics that are on your mind. It's May 21st, 2025. For all the details and to get your ticket, head to microconfremote.com. And with that, let's dive into the future of SaaS. Over the holiday break, I sat down with a notebook to think about where SaaS and the startup market as a whole is moving. I came up with five predictions that I think have some pretty massive consequences. Some of these changes will be great for founders. They represent millions of dollars in opportunity. And some of these changes are going to make starting and running your business a lot harder. I'm Rob Walling, and after spending nearly two decades building software, investing in 212 SaaS companies, and writing five books for entrepreneurs, I've learned that calling your shots like this is a good way to learn. Sometimes you're right, and sometimes you're not. And if you stick around till the end of this video, I'll share a prediction that has opportunity written all over it. I want to remind you that these are predictions. That means I think there's a decent chance they will happen, but they are not facts and I cannot predict the future. So take things that I say here with a grain of salt. But my first prediction is that traffic for Google's organic search rankings will drop by at least 15% in 2025 due to AI. AI is answering a lot of questions at the top of the search engine results right now. And I know that at least half the searches I'm personally doing these days are answered just fine by that box at the top. I don't have to click on any of the blue links. I'm not saying SEO is dead. I'm not saying SaaS founders should not be doing SEO, but the typical 10 blue links that has already been overtaken by Google's zero-click content, where they used to just have a static summary, and then with Google Ads, that they make not look like ads, and just this constant pushing down of organic results has resulted in overall drops over the past several years. And I'm predicting that we're gonna see at least 15%. And frankly, I just got out of an interview with Lars Lofgren, who has generated tens of millions of SEO page views over the past, 10 to 15 years, and has spoken at MicroConf several times about SEO. And after talking to him, I think maybe 15% is low. It means that the question someone has will be answered by something other than your article or blog post that ranks in Google for that term. My second prediction goes along with the first, that Google's going to see its biggest ever drop in revenue in 2025 due to the transition of people getting their answers from AI instead of just direct search. If you think about Google's business model, I forget what the exact numbers are, but it's well over 90% of their overall revenue is from AdWords. It's from advertising. And right now, ads are baked into the 10 blue links on the Google search engine result pages. And as AI, whether it's ChatGPT, whether it's Claude, whether it's Gemini, whatever you're using, there really isn't an ad infrastructure there yet. These companies are still in the roll it out, land grab, get as many users as possible phase, and they have yet to start to really monetize it. And so once they do, there's going to be a transition here where I think AdWords revenue will be falling, and Google has not yet figured out how to monetize their AI answers yet. And I'm sure obviously they're working on it now, but there's going to be a little bit of a delay there. And so we are going to see interesting ramifications of this. Like, is Google going to have to do a bunch of layoffs? I don't know. Depends on their cash situation. As a sidebar, if you agree with any of these predictions, will you give this video a like and a subscribe? It really helps grow the channel. And if you disagree, please weigh in the comments. I want to take a minute to let you know about the MicroConf Growth Retreat, a new event we're launching in London from May 14th to the 16th of 2025. This isn't your average conference. We're keeping it intimate with just 40 to 60 SaaS founders joining us for deep networking and invaluable insights. We'll have focused morning work sessions where you'll gain clarity on your business challenges, followed by unforgettable afternoon excursions exploring the best of London. And then we'll end each night with a reception. Tickets are limited, so head over to microconf.com/retreat to secure your spot. We will sell this event out. If you want to go to the MicroConf Growth Retreat in London, head to microconf.com/retreat. My third prediction is that the term AI will actually be used less and less in the coming 12 months as it becomes ubiquitous, as AI is just baked into most or all of the apps we use. You'll just expect it to be there. And I can see more specific terms being used, like smart or auto-generated. You know, it's smart emails. It's one-click generated emails. I'm not coming up with these on the fly very well. But I think the term AI is actually going to start to have backlash. Think about like crypto and NFTs and blockchain and Web3. Each of those, maybe not NFTs, but each of those actually didn't have a bad reputation when they started. But over time, as people overused them and abused them, those terms kind of became negative for a big group of people, right? They became a negative way to describe something. And I think AI is going to see a similar turn against it. And therefore, as innovators, product people, and marketers, I do think that we're going to come up with other terms or phrases that describe more of the end result, not how the end result is accomplished. Because the end result is accomplished through artificial intelligence, but I don't actually care about that. What is it over here that I'm actually making, and how can I describe that product or that email that I'm writing you? Is it a smart email? Is it an auto email? Is it another term that I'm not doing a very good job of coming up with on the fly? But you get the idea. I think AI will be overused, and it will actually maybe reduce in prominence in the coming 12 months. My fourth prediction is that platform risk will intensify for bootstrap founders in 2025 as they face increased challenges with platform dependence. So in addition to this YouTube channel, I have a long-running podcast, been going for almost 15 years, and in episode 735 of that show, Startups for the Rest of Us, I went deep on platform risk and the 8 levels of platform risk. And what's interesting is this here video actually started as a podcast episode in that same Startups for the Rest of Us feed. You can find that on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You can even find it here on YouTube just by searching for Startups for the Rest of Us. For full transcripts and easy search, head to startupsfortherestofus.com. My fifth and final prediction for today is that ads in AI chat interfaces like ChatGPT and Claude will become commonplace in 2025. Commonplace may be a stretch, but I do think that these companies will start to figure this out, related to my prediction above that Google's going to kind of struggle to figure it out, especially in the early days. But I do think this creates a very interesting opportunity if a new ad ecosystem pops up, because when new ad ecosystems pop up, usually the tools that the big companies are building to manage the ads are crap. And so you look at like Twitter's ad tool, whatever it's called, you look at LinkedIn's ad interface to actually place ads, they're not very good. And that's where opportunities arise for savvy entrepreneurs who want to hook into their API and build a better interface or build a way to schedule and turn things on and off that their interface does not allow. Through my startup accelerator, TinySeed, I've actually invested in a company called Linklo at linklo.io that has done this for the LinkedIn ads interface and hits their API to give you an interface that provides much, much more functionality and control. And so the opportunity here could be that if ads are being placed in AI chat interfaces, is there a similar opportunity to build a better tool that the big players aren't going to build?